It didn't take long for the mass shooting in Orlando to enter the presidential campaign. In a speech yesterday in Manchester, New Hampshire, presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump called again for a ban on Muslim immigration. And Trump went after his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has the story.
Trump spoke at St. Anselm College in Manchester and said he had planned to use the speech to talk about Hillary Clinton. But given what happened in Orlando over the weekend, Trump said that would have to wait. Then he spent much of the half hour talking about Hillary Clinton, suggesting her policies would lead to more terror attacks.
Clinton wants to allow radical Islamic terrorists to pour into our country. They enslave women and they murder gays. I don't want them in our country.
Trump used the tragedy of Orlando to essentially double down on his proposal to ban Muslim immigration to the U.S., suggesting that he wants to suspend immigration from all areas of the world where there's a history of terrorism against the U.S. and its allies. He urged Muslim American communities to work with law enforcement because, he said, they know what's going on. And he says the slaughter in Orlando was the result of a failed immigration system. The shooter was born in New York, the son of Afghani immigrants.
The bottom line is that the only reason the killer was in America in the first place was because we allowed his family to come here. That is a fact, and it's a fact we need to talk about.
Trump accused Clinton and President Obama of excessive political correctness for refusing to name radical Islamic terrorism as a threat. In fact, Clinton used the term radical jihadists yesterday. But Trump pressed on with his attack.
Here is what she said, exact quote. Muslims are peaceful and tolerant people and have nothing whatsoever to do with terrorism. That is Hillary Clinton. So she says the solution is to ban guns. Her plan is to disarm law-abiding Americans, abolishing the Second Amendment, and leaving only the bad guys and terrorists with guns. No good. Not going to happen, folks. Not going to happen.
Clinton has not called for the abolition of the Second Amendment. She does support a ban on assault weapons, the kind of gun the Orlando shooter easily acquired. And speaking in Cleveland yesterday, Clinton responded to Trump's hard line on Muslim immigration, saying she wants to send a message of unity and solidarity to American Muslims.
As the director of the FBI has pointed out, we should avoid eroding trust in that community, which will only make law enforcement's job more difficult. Inflammatory anti-Muslim rhetoric and threatening to ban the families and friends of Muslim Americans, as well as millions of Muslim business people and tourists from entering our country, hurts the vast majority of Muslims who love freedom and hate terror.
But in New Hampshire yesterday, Trump spoke to a small, hand-picked audience of supporters who applauded his tough line. Among them, Peter Baudet of Bow, New Hampshire.
I think it's important for America to have the big stick again. You got to have an opportunity to deal from strength. Haven't seen that during this administration. Sounds like Trump can turn that around.
Also in the audience, former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown, now of New Hampshire, who says Trump's call to ban Muslims from entering the U.S. is a step toward fixing the immigration system.
Because it's so screwed up. We have 4.3 million people, give or take, coming through the system right now. I've actually called for and suggested that we actually hold all immigration, then force the President, Mitch McConnell, the Speaker of the House, to get together an immigration plan that this country can agree on. Until then, I think it's appropriate to hold off on selective immigration and allowing people to come into this country.
But Brown couldn't say how that would have prevented the slaughter in Orlando, since the shooter was born in this country. When Trump launched his campaign for the White House 1 year ago, he promised to build a wall and get tough on immigration. Yesterday, as Orlando mourned its dead, Trump made clear that he hopes his message will carry him all the way to Election Day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Manchester, New Hampshire.